Track 3. And now we come to the first of the news stories. Buvvy goes green for eco-themed week. Residents in Buvvy Tracy have joined together to welcome a fabulous programme of eco-themed events set to take part in the town next month. The Great Big Green Week, which will run from the 7th of June to the 15th, is aimed at providing family fun and information with free events to highlight community action that can help combat climate change and ecological decline. Among the activities will be music, poetry, film, book readings, an international speaker, and children's events. Also planned are bat and nature walks, a week-long climate-friendly cafe with information and a series of conversations. The week will culminate in a great big family fun day that will take place on Saturday the 14th of June at Millmarsh Park in the town. Spokesman Councillor Steve Oldreave said, "We are thrilled that Buvvy Tracy and Heathfield will be taking part in this National Awareness Week, and we've a great programme lined up. We have local businesses, organisations and voluntary groups working together to produce opportunities for people to share, learn, inquire, whilst having a great time. The Great Big Green Week is for everyone, and we hope plenty of people will enjoy the fun, albeit with an important message at its heart." And accompanying the item is an article showing some of the Mayor of Buvvy Tracy, together with the poster which is going to advertise the event.
Upper Den Carriageway to temporarily reopen. The Upper Den Carriageway in Teignmouth will reopen temporarily to provide additional parking while essential gas works take place in the town. The road, which splits the main seafront from the Den, closed to traffic for the summer on May the 1st. However, fears that town centre businesses would lose trade due to parking suspensions put in place for the gasworks prompted Devon County Councillor David Cox to request a temporary reopening of the road. Devon County Council's traffic management team manager said the County Council would be happy to support the reopening of the road until July the 1st, subject to a temporary traffic regulation order being implemented. Traders in Teignmouth have welcomed the news, with Chamber of Commerce Chair Keith Underhill commenting that common sense prevails. Last week, Wales and West Utilities began a three-month project to upgrade gas pipes around Teignmouth Town Centre and Seafront. The work will close key town centre roads and restrict parking. The Esplanade and Den Promenade will be closed for nearly 2 weeks in June, and Hollands Road and Station Road will be shut for nearly 3 weeks from the end of June until mid-July. Phased parking suspensions will be in place on the Esplanade, the Strand, Southview, Den Crescent, Courtney Place, Station Road, and Brunswick Street. The work is essential to keep the gas flowing safely and reliably to local homes and businesses, keeping people warm for generations to come, said a Wales and West Utilities spokesperson. There have previously been calls for the Upper Den Carriageway to be open year-round. However, Devon County Council's Highways and Traffic Orders Committee has rejected permanent reopening proposals due to concerns over safety, environmental and policy issues. Wales and West Utilities had come under fire from Teignmouth Town Council for a lack of communication relating to the works. However, Wales and West Utilities argued that the company had carefully planned its network upgrade. "As part of our planned approach, we sent letters to all the homes that would be affected, and our customer service team has visited local businesses along the route to talk to them individually about the project. We also contacted Teignmouth Town Council and discussed the works with them to help minimise disruption to the community and to support forthcoming events, including the June Folk Festival, said Wells and West Utilities Programme Controller for Tynmouth, Roxanne Whittaker. While we carefully plan our network upgrade and work closely with the local community to keep disruption to a minimum, we appreciate our work can impact on local businesses. Any local traders who feel their business has been adversely affected by our work can apply for compensation under the Gas Streetworks Compensation for Small Businesses Regulations 1996, she added.
Newton Abbott gets more police patrol funding. Funding has been extended to continue to provide extra police foot patrols across Devon and Cornwall. Newton Abbott is one of the hotspot towns identified to receive the additional policing. The scheme, which delivered more than 26,000 hours of additional foot patrols in towns and cities, has been extended thanks to a £1 million funding boost. The initiative is designed to tackle antisocial behaviour and serious violence with targeted police and street marshal patrols in areas with the highest levels of crime. The project, which was initially launched in May 2024, was made possible through a £1 million grant from the Home Office, secured by Alison Hernandez, Police and Crime Commissioner for Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. The funding pays for additional officer time to conduct the targeted patrols, providing a boost in visible policing where it is needed most. Local crime data is used to identify areas with the highest levels of crime and antisocial behaviour. In the past year, this has led to more than 2,000 additional pieces of intelligence, 190 public protection notices or safeguarding referrals, 1,467 ASB incidents attended, 256 arrests, 274 stop and search, and 52 offensive weapons seized. Almost 250 pieces of property were seized, including drugs and stolen goods. Chief Inspector Dom Nichols, who heads up the project, said, "Hotspot policing was introduced last year, and we've already seen positive results. Focusing high visible police and street marshal patrols in areas of high levels of violence and ASB has been effective in both preventing crime and making people feel safer. I'm really pleased that the force has received further funding this year." Community engagement is a key part of hotspot policing to increase public reassurance. Since May 2024, more than 93,000 members of the public have been engaged with during a hotspot patrol, and more than 40,000 premises visited. Businesses and residents have felt an increased uniformed presence and reported feeling safer as a result. A multi-agency approach has been vital in the success of hotspot policing. Street marshals and neighbourhood policing teams have carried out joint patrols and also shared intelligence. In addition to reducing ASB and serious violence, cutting knife crime in half is a new objective for the initiative. Alison Hernandez said, "The success of hotspot policing really highlights the power of partnership working. With the police, street marshals and local authorities all working together, we're creating a more coordinated, community-led approach to public safety."